From NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Leanne Hansen with special coverage. Earlier today, U.S. troops captured Saddam Hussein near Tikrit in a raid, actually late Saturday night. Saddam Hussein was actually hiding in a hole on a farm. No shots were fired. There were no injuries. Saddam Hussein is now in custody in an undisclosed location. With us now is NPR's Don Gagne, and he is at the White House. Good morning, Don.
Hi, Leanne.
Has the president said anything? When did he find out about the capture?
He actually got official word of the capture at about 5 o'clock this morning. Really, not much before word broke and the rest of us started getting calls and started hearing about it. His national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, gave him a call to tell him that the person that they had in custody since yesterday had indeed been identified as Saddam Hussein. The president got word of the raid when it took place yesterday afternoon. He was at Camp David at the time. Of course, he spent the night at the White House. But at Camp David, he received a phone call midday yesterday from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, letting him know about the raid, letting him know that they had captured someone who may indeed be Saddam Hussein. But he again got the official word early this morning.
Does the president have plans today? What are his plans?
He was supposed to go to church. He was actually supposed to be at church at St. John's Episcopal just across Lafayette Park from the White House as we speak. But because of the heavy snow that we got overnight here in Washington, the White House officials say the trip to church was canceled, again, for weather reasons, not because of this breaking story. But in a very practical sense, what that meant for us is usually when the president comes out of the church, there's about a 30, 40-foot walk to the limousine and the motorcade, and there's a chance to shout some questions at him and have him react to any news. And we lost that opportunity today because the church trip was canceled. He is in the Oval Office as we speak, meeting with staffers. They're trying to figure out how to react. Of course, Tony Blair has already been out making remarks on it. We would expect to hear from the president today, but no word yet on what he'll say or when.
And how would you assess the mood at the White House right now?
It's busy. It is upbeat. This is clearly a good news story out of Iraq, something of which there have been too few for the administration in recent months with all of the attacks on coalition forces and on others. So they clearly are happy with this, and I think we'll see that as soon as we do get a chance to see the president.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Don, thanks a lot.
Thank you.